Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Before I give you the introduction and the title, this whole week or past week leading to Sunday, and then obviously we were blessed with a couple of tickets. We went to the Padre game on Friday. I noticed one thing during the week, especially at the game. And when I was at that game, I know everyone was excited to be there. Everyone was, you know, hooting and hollering, you know. But I asked myself a question. How many people in this place knows Jesus? Does anyone know Christ? And even though people come to arenas like this to get away from pain, to escape, but yet when people return, there's possibly still trouble and hardship and things that people go through in life, things of excruciating relationships that go awry. The doctor has given people some bad reports on their health conditions. I've seen many people in my life, including myself, we can really camouflage things, but yet inside, we're hurting. And sometimes we get fearful. Sometimes even those of you who have wonderful spouses, even they will have a word of encouragement, but sometimes you still need something else. And I found in my life that there's only one alternative when times of trouble come, and that's to turn to Jesus. We need to turn to the Lord. Amen. And so I've entitled this evening's message, or this morning's message, here we go. Jesus, our help in troubled times. Amen. How many believe that he's your help in troubled times? Amen. Can I get amen? Amen? He is definitely our help in troubled times. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 46, 1 through 7. We're going to be focusing on the life of King David. And King David, if there was ever a dysfunctional family, it was his. Can I get amen? Amen. And we've seen many of his shortcomings, many of his adulterous situations of life. He was a man that had blood on his hands. But one thing that was unique about King David, which should be unique about us, is that King David had a heart after God.
Yes, he did.
And that's the position many of us need to take, to have a heart after God, despite of our shortcomings, despite of our flaws and failures, because we will fail in this life. We will fall short in this life. We will have setbacks in this life. People will run right out of your life. And where do you go from there? But what I find is we run to many sources, but we forget to run to Jesus. Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Can I get amen? But King David understood one thing, because his life was threatened by many enemies of his household and the enemies of war. But when his own king, King Saul, despised him because the anointing of God was upon him, jealousy rose up in King Saul. And guess what King Saul wanted to do? He wanted to kill David. Why? Because he knew David was going to be the next king. And so we find in this story so many setbacks, so many situations of life where only God could turn it around. You know, there's a worship song that's out, God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. And God will turn it around if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
But it becomes a trust issue. It becomes a faith issue. Stepping out in faith, trusting and believing God. Are you there at Psalms 46? Let's read the word of God together. Here we go. Verse 1. God is our refuge. This is King David. He wrote this now. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear. Say that with me. We will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Wow. That's pretty drastic, huh? Look at this. In verse 3, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. I need you to turn to your neighbor and say, you are the tabernacle of God. You see, back in ancient Israel, they actually had a physical tabernacle that they would go to. But because Jesus died and rose again, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to live within us, now we are the walking, living tabernacles. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that will condemn you, God will condemn it. Can I get amen?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Let's go back to verse 5. Look at this. In verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Look at this. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Can I get an amen? Come on, you got to get that in your spirit. The God of Jacob, the God of Isaac and Abraham is in you. Hallelujah. Despite of what's happening in our culture, despite of all the heartaches and the setbacks, God will be glorified in your life. Can I get an
amen?
But I want to ask this question right up here. Look at this. What's the first thing you do in the time of trouble? You got to be real with you. Be real about this question. Do we turn to God right away? Do we turn to others? Who do you turn to? You see, my friends, there's some people, they run, they hide, they cry, they worry. Some throw fits. They are angered. Some become bitter. And then they become fearful. Some become sorrowful. Some become confused. But very seldom do they run to God. This is what I'm trying to convey this morning, is we have the best alternative. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And that's to run to God.
Amen.
And saints of God, everybody has problems. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Or am I the only one that has problems up here, right? Everybody has problems from time to time. Things will happen. Keep living. If you hadn't had any trouble, just keep living. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Trouble will find you. Trouble will knock at your door. My goodness. But not everyone tries to solve their problems the same way. And that's the key. That's the key. But there's one person in the Bible, saints of God, who had more than a share of his troubles and problems. And that was this character right up here. King David. King David. Oh, that's right. I want us to give us a couple of examples of what he had to face as a child, as a youth, as an adult, and then finally as the king. Look at this. Number one, he was pursued by King Saul. King Saul had javelins and were thrown at him. King Saul wanted him dead. Why? Because he was jealous of the anointing. Let me just say this, and then we'll move on. If God has called you and he has appointed you, he has approved you, can I get an amen? And appointed you, there's an anointing on your life, and guess what? The enemy doesn't like it. And there will be people, believe it or not, in the midst of your life. I call it the sphere of influence. There's people, say for instance, Sister Tammy, there's people in your life that I'll probably never meet and vice versa, but that's your sphere of influence. But there are people that will be jealous of your anointing. And they will just hate you for no reason. No reason. And the enemy will fortify it. Number two, he barely escaped several assassination attempts. My goodness. Just imagine knowing that someone tried to kill you twice. Look at this. Number three, he had spent much time hiding in the wilderness. So when we go, hopefully, next year to Israel, when we get down to the Dead Sea, across from the Dead Sea is this mountain type of hill that you can just walk up. That's called Engedi. There are three, what do you call it? What do you call it when the water comes down over the cliffs? Waterfalls? There are three of them. When you get to the top one, it's the most beautiful one. And King David hid in there. This is a real place where he hid. In Engedi, across from the Dead Sea. Look at this, number four. His entire family was kidnapped on one occasion. Just imagine coming home and someone did a house invasion and kidnapped your whole family. Whoa. Man, what would that do to your heart? And then his friends turned against him and were ready to kill him. His own friends. Wow. Man, I thought you were my homie, man. Anger. Look at this. He suffered the shame of having committed adultery and murder. Wow. Wow. And we all know he did it to himself on that one. Look at this. Number seven. His son Anan raped his daughter Tamar. If you're looking at a dysfunctional family, it's his. His other son, Absalom, murdered Ammon. Okay, wow. So there was murder. There was adultery. There was shame. There were enemies. Wow. And then Absalom led a revolt against his father. Wow. And number 10, Absalom himself was killed, much to David's grief. And so, saints, David was certainly a man with many problems, huh? How many of you would want a list like that? No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to touch that, right? And so, yet somehow, by the grace of God, he survived them all. And he has come to remember you and I can glean back in the Word of God and see, even through all that chaos, even through all that dysfunctional family matter, he still had a heart after God. He still had a heart after God. And my question is this: how was he able to do this? I believe we can find answers through the Word of God. We can find them through the Word. If you study his life, if you read the scriptures, if you take time to read the Word of God, you will find out answers and questions, because you would say to yourself, how can God use someone that's so, like Brother G would say, he was toe up from the flow up. Yes. When he faced his most serious problems, God recorded them all. Why? So that we can have hope. So we can look at his life and say, oh God, thank you. I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one that had a dysfunctional family. Oh, that's right, huh? And so, turn your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. And the Word of God reads, now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, attacked Ziklag, and burned it with fire. Wow. So as you can see, that was enemy number one. Number two, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So they basically did a house invasion on his home. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. How would you like to come back to your home, your house is all burned down, and someone came and took your whole family away? Man, my heart would be heavy. I would just rip my clothes. God, what did I do to deserve this? But yet David went through these things. Look at verse 6 here, or verse 4. Then David and the people were with him lifted up their voices and wept. I think I would cry too. And they went, no, look at this. And when they had no power to weep, and David, two wives, Adoninim, and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. So basically, this whole family of David's is now in captivity. Look at this in verse 6. Now, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of the people was grieved, and every man and his sons and his daughters. But here's the key. Here's the key in this last verse. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you catching that?
Yeah.
He didn't call 911. He didn't call his best friend.
Jesus.
He didn't call a counselor. Matter of fact, he didn't even have a pastor to call. He strengthened himself in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, saints, at this time in his life, David was living in Ziklag, having fled from King Saul. A band was now aligned with the Philistines. The Philistines were preparing to battle King Saul, and David and his men had gone out to join the Philistines. What? You got to remember, during this time, even King Saul was David's enemy. But the Philistines did not fully trust David. You got to remember, David was with the Israelites. And who was their arch enemy? The Philistines, right? And so, here's David trying to align himself with them to fight King Saul, and something just wasn't jiving. And so, they sent him and his men back to Ziklag. The Philistines said, nah, you know what? I feel you. I saw what they'd done to your family. But to fight this battle with us, he didn't feel right, so he sent them back to Ziklag. That town of Ziklag had been attacked and was burned by the Amalekites. The Amalekites was everyone's enemy. And they're the ones who worship Baal. And remember, we were reading about Baal and Molech and Ashtoreth. All that was part of the Amalekite belief system. The women and children had been kidnapped, including those of the family. Now, naturally, David is distressed. Can I get in? Who wouldn't be distressed? But on the top of this, the people are ready to kill him. Why is the town of Ziklag ready to kill him? Because they went on a journey and allowed the Amalekites to come and invade them. So in other words, where were you? You were protecting our family. And so even his own township people wanted to kill him. And so I need you right up here. Notice carefully the last part of verse 6. The last part of verse 6 of Psalms 46. It says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David, once again, I just said this. We're going to repeat this. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, what does David do when he has lost his family and his own life is threatened? What did he do? Did he run? Did he get on his horse and says, I'm out of here. My town wants to destroy me. They want to get me. My enemies want to get me. I don't even know where the Amalekites took our wives and our children. He could have just fled and just ran away, right? But friends, I need you to know, he turned to God. He turned to God. And we need to understand that when the bag falls out from underneath us, in one way or another, in a certain time in our life, we need to turn to God. Can I get amen? You see, one of the things that King David did, and it was written for us today, is he would praise himself out of his situations. Praise will deliver you. Praise and worshiping God will edify you. Praise and worshiping God lets you know that God is bigger than your situation. Hallelujah. And you can sing and praise him and glorify him and say, oh God, I love you, God, with my whole heart, soul, and mind. Oh God, you're the only one that can fix my dilemma. And so, in times of trouble, David often composed the Psalms. Praise God. We're going to look at a few of these Psalms when he was in distress. Because I need this to get into your spirit. I need you to remember always that you can always turn to God with a song in your heart. Despite of your situation, despite of someone leaving you, despite of someone firing you, despite of someone saying you're no good and slandering your name. Can I get amen? Listen, don't get angry, but become a worshiper of God.
Amen, Pastor.
In the midst of your turmoil. So look, let's look at number one. While pursued by Saul, he wrote Psalm 59. And how does that go? Look at this. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. Praise God. There are people that are out there no differently than how they wanted to kill King David. Can I get amen? Did you know there's going to come a day where Christians won't have a voice anymore? Can I get amen? Right now, that's what they're working on, is to silence the voice of conservative Christians who still hold the banner of righteousness. Can I get amen? You and I, in the days that we live in, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to proclaim Him and exalt the Lord, knowing that come what may, that Jesus is with us. Can I get amen? Look at verse 3 here. Look at this. He wrote, "For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me, not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, sometimes an enemy will come and you've done nothing to them. Even a friend will turn his heart against you for no reason." My goodness. Look at verse 5. "You therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors." Let me just say this. There was people in my life at one time when we first started. I'm not going to mention any names, how they were related. But all I knew is we were on the infancy of Amazing Grace 16 years ago. And someone rose up to come against the church. We had to sit down for a moment. And then God raised us up. And that person who started all that havoc is no longer walking on this earth. You see, we need to learn to bless with our mouths and not curse with our mouth. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Learn to bless. Even your enemy that don't, you know what, I bless you in Jesus' name. You know, you may think of me like this, but I'm going to bless you. Praise God. You know, I hope that you just continue to live on with your life and that you will come into the saving knowledge one day. But don't curse them back. Because we're not people that will curse back. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, they already know they're in error. There's no need to kick sand in their face. God will get a hold of them.
That's right.
Look at number 2 right here. When in prison in Gath, he wrote Psalm 56. Look at this. He wrote, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, look at this. He oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High." And so God understood his heart because David turned to him. And even though God allowed things in our life, you know what God is looking to do? That you would just acknowledge him through your situation. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You need to learn to acknowledge him. Say, "Oh God, I can't fight this battle alone. I need you, God. Oh God, listen, I don't have enough to pay this bill, but you do, God. Oh God, my loved one that has gone awry and is in drugs and alcohol and all kind of manner of iniquity. Oh God, you can save him or her, God." It's all about trusting in the Lord. Let's look at this right up here. And number 3, fleeing from Absalom. Fleeing from his own family member. But look what he wrote. King David wrote this: "Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many, many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy mountain." Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen, all you have to do is cry out to God, in the midst of your turmoil, and he will hear you. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. And guess what? He will also deliver you.
Amen.
He'll put a shield and buckler around you. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Oh, yes, he will. Why? Because he is the bishop and lover of our soul. God loves each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
And he won't put anything on us that we cannot handle anymore. Then he will come and deliver us.
Right.
A lot of times he wants you to just learn something from it.
Yes.
Can I get amen? Man, sometimes it's a school of hard knocks. But God is saying, listen, after you come out of that, praise God, praise God. I've got another one set up for you right here. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, that's right. Life is about trials and tribulations. Because Jesus said, I go away, but you will have tribulations in your life. Can I get amen? But he also said, lo, I'll be with you always until the end of the world. Come on, come on. God didn't promise a rose garden to us. Can I get amen? He didn't say life was going to be like tipping through the tulips. Oh, come on. That's a message for another day. But God is with us. Look at this right up here. Look at this. Number four. Hiding in the wilderness of Judah. He wrote Psalm 63. He had to run. Listen, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to behead him. They wanted to make a mockery of his life. But the only reason why they hated him is because the anointing of God was on him. And he was going to be the most powerful king. And through King David, the lineage of Jesus would flow through him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Isn't that something? When it comes all the way down to Jesus, you had flawed men and women through the lineage, and yet Jesus chose to come through that lineage. Can I get an amen? And thank you, God. Thank you, God, for his life. Look at this, Psalm 63. Oh, God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I'm here to let you know, in this little church, there's a whole bunch of water. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I used to visit these big mega churches, and man, I went and man, I felt like my throat was dry. But water is where the Holy Spirit is. That's what it's symbolic to. Can I get amen? You need to be around the power of the Holy Spirit because that's what's life-changing. Can I get amen? That's what illuminates us. That's what empowers us. That's what strengthens us. That's what gives us illumination, insight. It will give us prophetic insight. Hallelujah. God will forewarn you. Hallelujah. He'll give you dreams and visions because of the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? God is a helper in the time of trouble. And so we need the Lord always. We need to turn to him. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Praise God. Now let's look at this. From the Psalms, we can glean how David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Praise God. And so one of the keys is this. One of the things that he always did was this. Placing your trust in God in times of trouble.
Yes.
That's what this message is all about. And so look what King David wrote in Psalms 56. Look at this. Wherever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. How many of you have been fearful at times or another? Oh, yes. Oh, come on. Some of you get anxiety attacks. Oh, that's right. But I'm here to let you know, praise God, that King David wrote, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust you. In God, I will praise you. His word, in God I have put my trust, I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Can I get amen? What can flesh do to me? Listen, I don't care what someone has done in your life, has said in your life, has this hatred for your life. What can they do to you, Angelique? Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because God is our shield and buckler. And God will watch over his own. You ever seen a mother hen with chicks, how she closely guards them? Well, that's how he guards us. Can I get amen? And so we need to learn to trust the Lord. Look what King David wrote here in Psalms 37. He wrote this: trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Feed on his faithfulness. God is faithful. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Listen, you want wonderful things in life. You want accomplishments. You want family goals, financial goals. You want things that God will allow to allow you to prosper in Christ. Delight yourself in the Lord. Have him the most integral part of your life, in your heart. Let him be the one sitting on the throne room of your heart. And when that takes place, you are now delighting in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart according to his will. How many would want the best from God? Amen. Well, guess what? Learn to love him. Learn to admonish and learn to say, God, despite of my situation that I'm in right now, you're with me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. Aren't you so blessed to know that God will be with us until the end of this world? And he'll be with us in the new world to come. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall what? Bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. That one thing that you need to happen in your life, he will bring it to pass. How many of you are praying for certain situations right now in your life? Come on, all of us are, huh? Well, keep trusting in God, and he will bring it to pass. That's what God said in his word. And God is not like a man that could lie. Hallelujah. See, man will tell you all kinds of things. Yeah, man, yeah. I'll see you there at 5. And you're looking, oh, man, what a no-show. But God will be there right on time. Huh? He'll be there right on time. Can I get amen? And look at this. And he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as noonday. Praise God. Praise God. So King David has a theme. He had a theme in his life. And let's look at this. Number 2, praising our God in times of trouble. How many of you can honestly say, when something just horrendous happened in your life, that you started praising him? Or did you do this? Oh, what was me? You know, a lot of times we'll ask this question, why God? Why me, God? And God will look down and say, why not you? Because I'm going to do something mighty. I'm going to see you through this. God's going to say this. I'm going to watch myself be glorified in your life. Oh, that's right. Look at King David wrote right here. He wrote this. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. Can I get amen? Amen. To you, oh my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense. My God of mercy. That's where we need to be during these times. Can I get amen? And so, when we need God, especially in his word, it's not done through osmosis. In other words, you don't put your Bible on your head and go to bed. Oh, now I know everything now. No. It's seeking your God. Seeking him. On your knees. Seeking, oh God, I need you this very moment. Oh God, hear my cry, oh God. Oh God, you know my beginning and you know my end, oh God. Lord, you know the outcome of every situation of my life, oh God, but I'm going to seek you. I'm going to seek you, God. Why? Because you have all the answers that I need. You have all the fixes and remedies. The doctors will give you this and the doctors will say this, but God says, not so. I just need to touch you. Hallelujah. And bring you back to life. Can I get an amen? I don't care what dilemma you have. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Why? Because he's the God, hallelujah, that spoke everything into existence. He's the one that put the stars and the moon and the planets in the sky. He's the one that formed this earth, hallelujah, when it was just a ball of dirt, and he spoke life into it. He spoke us into existence. Can I get amen? And when he looks at you and I, he looks at something that's marvelous and meticulous. He doesn't see like we see each other.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we look at each other and we go, Oh, yeah. God made you too. Yes, he did. And guess what? And in his eyes, we are beautifully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Jesus. I know that I'm not all that, but you made me all that. Can I get an amen? Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, he's a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go back to the word right up here. Let's look at this. I bless, look at this. Number, verse 1. Blessed are what? The undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies. Look at this. Here's the key. Who seek him with the whole heart. This is what God wants from our life, to seek him with your whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Let me just say this. For those who struggle with your flesh, and I'm not the only one that does, but everyone struggles in their flesh, right? One of the ways God will do something so awesome in your life is just spend time with him. Get on your knees, start praising him, start reading his word, start telling him that you love him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And guess what? By having fellowship with him, those things that plague you will start to dissipate.
Amen.
They'll start to disappear. And then all of a sudden, this big old giant problem becomes so minute, and you'll say to yourself, why was I so worried? What's wrong? Man, I was having a fit for nothing. I was afraid of nothing. And then God would just explode in your being. And you'll just go, man, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let's go back to the word right here. Look at this. In verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Statutes, when you see statutes and liberty, it's the word of God.
Yes.
Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. Look at this. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? That's a good question, huh? How can a young man or woman cleanse their way? By taking heed to God's word. Can I get amen? Taking heed according to your word. All the answers are right here. I hope you know that. They're all right there, saints of God. Praise God. Look at this. And with my whole heart, I have sought you. Look at this. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments, from your word. Why? Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see, when you're spending time with God, and you're in his presence, there's no room to sin. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And you wouldn't want to at that point, because he's all through you and in you and around you, and his presence is all over you. There's no way that you would have a desire now to go sin. Because he has consumed your being. God wants to consume us with his glory. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I've been in situations where I just meditated on him. And I'm on my knees and I'm alone. And all of a sudden, he'll just, boom, come upon me. And I cry and I weep because in my mind, in my thinking, I'm not worthy of this. Oh, God, I'm not worthy of your presence. Oh, God, I'm not worthy. But God says, despite of your stinking thinking, I have called you. I have chosen you. And so receive what I have for you and stop backbiting me. Amen. So I've learned to say, God, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for favor. How many of you want favor from God? It's right here. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this now. Meditate in our God in times of trouble. Meditate. You know what meditate means? It's not like going up into some monastery and become a monk. No, that's not what meditate means. Meditate means study the word. Be in God's word. See, and then there may be a scripture where, man, God, I don't understand. Ask him, and then he'll illuminate it to you. You go, oh, I see that now. That's right. That's right. Look at this. King David wrote this. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Some of you who have hard times going to sleep, just start. And you know, you could count 1,000 sheep and you're still up. Start reading his word. And all of a sudden, okay, that's just me. Oh, come on. You're trying to read the word. I'm going to go make some coffee. Yes. Look at this. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this right here. And number five, be strong in the Lord your God in the times of trouble. Can you honestly say, I'm going to be strong in the situation that I'm in? Or are you going to be weak at the knees? Can you be strong? Can you endure the hardship? Can you endure the setbacks? Can you endure the slanders? Can you endure when people will not be your friends anymore? Can you still endure? Can you still be strong in the Lord? Look what King David wrote. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. Look at that. For you are my hope. Say that with me. For you are my hope. O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are the one who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. Look at, man, I'm telling you, since we were born and formed in our mother's womb, he's already knew us. He already knows our life. Listen, aren't you so blessed? Just think of this for one moment. Since you were conceived in your mother's womb, and fast forward to right now, he has blessed our lives. Come on. Has any blessed your life? He's kept us alive. We have a home. Don't we have a home? We're not begging for food on the street. God has provided every need. God has kept us alive. I know I was... When we were in Arkansas a couple of weeks ago, Yolanda said something. She goes, you know, because my grandson and my granddaughter, Ben and Ella, they're driving now. One has a license, one has a permit. And so Ella wanted to drive from the mall back home. And Yolanda goes, you know, girls drive a whole lot better than guys. So I said, okay, you know, I'll take comfort in that. I was in the front seat. So we're coming out of the mall, and there was a stop sign. And so she made a right turn, and the back end went up the curve and back down. And I said, sister, you spoke too soon. I was holding on the rest of the way. And Ella couldn't stop but laugh. Oh, this had to happen with you, Papa Fee, in the car. But those things happen, right? Those things, and look, even in our youth, God is with us. From a child, from an infant, from a toddler, from a young adult, till the present day, he is with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. In verse 7, I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Can you glorify God all day? Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him a shout of praise right now. He's worthy, isn't he? Jesus is worthy. And saints, this was how David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God, praise God. And he was able to face and overcome so many problems with the help of the Lord, praise God. And so my question comes back to today is this: how about us today? How about us today? We see the life that he led, and we just read a glimpse. You know, his life from the little shepherd boy in the field to his dying moments as a king, it's a whole lifetime of trials and tribulations. And we just saw a glimpse of it. And so, in times of trouble, do we follow David's examples? Can we do that? Dealing with our problems today, we face many problems, even as Christians. Can I get amen? Well, that's right. Look at this right up here. Some are related to family or other matters of personal concern, but their concerns and their issues in our family, in our life. Look at this. Some are related to jobs and the issue of financial security. We get that. In many cases, people try to tackle their own problems alone. But I'm here to let you know, to encourage all of us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. He will see you through it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But unfortunately, this is what happens. They leave God completely out of the picture. Now, I'm just going to say this. I'll say it, and I'll just touch on this briefly. If you leave God out of your equation of your issues, you're all alone. I'd rather have God. I'd rather have him with me. Can I get amen?
Amen?
That's right. Because he says in his word, if God didn't say that in his word, then he wouldn't mean it. So we saw the Old Testament. We saw the praises of King David. But what about the New Testament? What does it say for us today that relates for us today? And so Peter said it perfectly right up here. Casting all your care upon him. Who? Jesus. For he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. You know, when I looked at the word sober, it doesn't mean be sober just from alcohol. It means be sober from the culture of the day. Because this culture wants to intoxicate you. It wants to infiltrate your belief system. It wants to come across the things of God and try to have you doubt God. Be sober, look at this, vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So here's the key for us. Resist him, say that, resist him. Praise God. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the whole world. Listen, we're not immune. Can I get amen? There's other people in families and friends and and around this city, around this state, around this nation that are going through. But God is teaching us today to trust in Him. Trust in God. Can I get amen? Look at this. Sometimes they even forsake Him entirely by no longer praising Him and praying to Him daily. This is what we don't want to do. Can I get amen? We need to learn to stay focused. Because every day, listen, yes, whatever you did yesterday, you can't take that back. It's gone. Can I get amen? It's gone. And tomorrow's not even here yet. God gives us one day at a time. We have today. We have today. And today, we look to Jesus. Look at this right up here. In 2 Peter 2:15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. This is our culture. You remember, I think it was maybe about a month ago, I brought that message about arming the saints, and we saw the culture, how it has strayed away from the things of God. Well, I'm here to let the church know we don't need to go that direction. Can I get amen? Follow the ways of God. Follow Him. Be strong. Be strong with your family. Encourage your family. Because you know what? The church is all about families coming together. Can I get amen? Amen. Strengthen them. Let them know it's all going to be all right. Yes. And even those that have a desire to come but they don't come, don't be mad at them. Right. Encourage them. Yes. You know, come home and say, hey, man, you want to know what I learned today? And whether they have an ear or not, you know what? Give them that opportunity. Share the joy. Share the joy that you have with God. And number three, look at this. By neglecting the assembly in which we gather to edify one another and worship. This is a no-no in God's word. What do I mean by that? Because in the book of Hebrews, said it clearly. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What's the day? The day of the Lord. So by you gathering here today, is we're not forsaking God. Can I get amen? We're coming together to be built up together. Why? Because the day is approaching when there will not be any more church and we will be with Him in heaven. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so we're coming in. We're coming in for a close. We're coming in for a close. And yeah, he's going. Don't worry, brother. The restaurant won't run out of food for you. So look. So we go. Some people have this cliche. Let me get my life straight. Then I'll be able to serve God and live for Him. You'd be waiting till kingdom come, thy will be done. But look at this, saints of God. But God is angered if we don't seek to solve our problems through Him. Can I get an amen? Listen, I'm going to close with these scriptures. Seriously, I'm going to close with these scriptures. But I need you to see, it's so important because He created us, because He formed and fashioned us, and now we are a child of God. Can I get amen? Amen. We cannot do what the world does. We gotta follow Him now. And we gotta do the right thing, and we need to truly seek Him in times of trouble. Because He has the best wisdom. He has the best answers. And He wants to bless our life. So look at this in Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And look what Isaiah wrote. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit. Wow. In other words, planning things without God, that they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice. Egypt can also be the culture of the day. To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Look at this in verse 3. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people who cannot benefit from them or be helped or benefit, but ashamed and also a reproach. So Jesus said it best in the day that we live in. He said it best. Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. Maybe you came this morning with a burden in your heart. Maybe there's issues in your life that you're asking God to help you with. I'm here to let you know that God has every answer to life's most difficult questions and dilemmas that we can experience. I'm here to let you know that because we have a loving God, your praises unto him will see you through. Your praises will bring you out. I've learned that when times get rough, I have no other place to go but to the Lord. And for those that are young and strong and healthy, praise God, because we were all once young, strong, and healthy. But as you walk this life, I need you to know that you're not alone. God is with us. God will see us through, even at our tender elder age. I've learned to say elder, not older. Our elder age. He's with us, though. How many believe he's with us? And so, I'm going to ask the prayer team to come up. Those who serve in the healing rooms, to come up. And I'm believing God that whatever you're going through this morning, God's going to see you through. God has answered. God will deliver you. God will do something miraculous in your life. But all you have to do is take a step of faith. Listen, take one step toward him and he will pick you and carry you the rest of the way. It can be so simple, yet it's very important to God. Everything in our life matters to him, because he's the God that encourages. He's the God that lifts us up. He's the God that will love us when we sometimes can't even love our own selves. He will still love us. If that's you, come on up and get prayer. As the worship team brings forth a song, I'm praying that you will come and get prayer. I believe someone's here that's may be walking in a situation that's kind of fearful, but God is our deliverer. God is the God in time of need. And this is why we speak of him like this morning. Because he loves every one of us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And those of you watching on YouTube and Facebook, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord. Maybe, just maybe, God is moving on your heart. I'm here to let you know that God has a mighty plan for you as well. God loves you. He formed you in your mother's womb. And you're listening now because it's the grace of God that he has blessed your life. But if you never surrendered, you never repented of your sins and asked God to forgive you of your sins, and you've never been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and maybe you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, I'm here to let you know right now, right where you're at, God wants to do something miraculous in your life. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me so that we can pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask that we bow our heart and our head and we pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.